So that Eino Yachol has the status of Misayaya, and Misayaya Eimbo Mamish. That it doesn't count at all. So the more broad Hoychoches, from other areas of Halacha, totally out of the area of Hilcha Shabbos. So this is a Klal Mitzara Svara. That the Yachol is Eino Yachol, Misayaya Eimbo Mamish. And one of the Hoychoches was from Mishnayis Davim, a contrast. There is a Dina Mishkav Hazav. That's what we mentioned. We learned that Mishkav Hazav, the Zav is an Avatume, and the Mishkav Hazav is also an Avatume. So that's, we posed the problem. I said over the name of Rav Soloveitchik, we posed the problem. How can it be? The Gemara says on the first daf in Bava Kamma that told the same Lav Kayotze Bohem. When it comes to Tume, since the Tume is transmitted, so it has to go down a Madrega. Avi Avoy Satume, person comes in contact, becomes an Avatume. Then he transmits, it becomes a Rishon. Rishon makes, transmits, it becomes a Shenish, Rishon, Rishon, Hamishi. Goes down. Goes down the lowest is Hamishi, by Por Aduma. So, whenever the Tumah is transmitted, it has to go down. So, how is it possible to say that the Zab is an Avatume, and the Mishkav Azab is also an Avatume? So, we explained that something, Rav Soloveitchik, is something like Atumah Hayotza Ola Migufoy. It's not that the Mishkav Hazav is Mekabel Tumah from the Zav, that he transmits his Tumah. No, when the Zav sits on a Mishkav, so that's now labeled as a Mishkav Hazav. And that's the halacha, Mishkav Hazav. It becomes Tumah like a Zav himself. His Tumah is not received Mibachutz, he's not Mekabel Tumah Mibachutz, he is a Zav. Something happened to him that made him into a Zav. And a Zav is a Yesh Mayayin, it starts at Tumah Yesh Mayayin. The Mishkav Hazav means that the Zav sits on a Mishkav, now it's now labeled. That Mishkav is now labeled as a Mishkav Azab. Mishkav Azab becomes Tami Mikana Lahabwa. That's like a Tumah Yotzal Migufa. So we mentioned that Tosfos on the first daf in Nidah, the very first daf in Nidah, Tosfos has two opinions whether the rules of Sofik Tumah Bishus Hayochet Sveika Tomi, Sofik Tumah Bishus Tiram Sveika Tor. And even if you have, let's say, Sofik Tumah Bishus Harabim Sveika, Sofik Tumah Bishus Hayochet Sveika Tomi, even if you have a sex Sveika. And Kol HaTarukul, you would have said Sveika Deraita L'chumer and a Sek Sveika L'kula. So the Mishnah say, Afil Ati Yochel HaHarkas Kama Sveika Shat Yochel HaHarkas, it's still going to be Sofik Tumah Mishus HaYochid, it's going to be L'chumer. It's going to be L'chumer B'Taras Vaday. Not L'chumer B'Taras Sofik. L'chumer B'Taras Vaday, even if Sek Sveika doesn't help. So one opinion of Tosfos is that that Klal only applies the difference between Sofik Tumah Mishus HaYochid, Mishus HaRabi. That Klal only applies to Tumas Mago, where the Tumah is transmitted from one to the other. But when it's, because the whole din of Sofik Tumah Mishus HaYochid Sveika Tomi is derived from the fact that the Pasuk uses the expression V'nitmo by the Sota. What is Sota? Has nothing to do with Tumah. Apolet Shech Vazer is Tomah Mishamesh is Tomah. But that's not why it says V'nitmo. V'nitmo means she became the Sota Labayla. So why does he use such a strange Lashon V'nitmo? So the Chacham had a tradition. The usage of that verb V'nitmo is to imply that just like a Sofik Sota is L'chumre, even though it shouldn't be, the woman has a Cheska Heta Labayla. Even if there would have been a later Sasakcha as a Cheskas had the Lebaila, so we really shouldn't ask. But that's Xeris HaKasuf, that if you had Kino Yestira, then Xeris HaKasuf declares that she's Asura Lebaila. If you didn't have Kino Yestira, the most Einish and Neseris Lebaila, Eli Kino Yestira. You have to have Dafkin, the Kini Law, and Achkafanistro. If there's no Kino Yestira, just Yichud, the rule is Eino Isim Allah Yichud. Yichud is not the same as Stira. That's what the Balatanya says. Yichud, you can violate, let's say there was an office full of people, a room full of students, and then one by one everybody leaves, and it turns out in the end that there's a boy and a girl, they stay behind. That's Yichud, that sometimes will be a violation of it, but that's not called Stira. Stira means that two people walked into the room together at the same time. So Stira is something much more than Yichud. So the Gemara has a cloth, Ein Oysen Mala Yichud. Malkin Mala Yichud, if people violate the Yisra Yichud, you give Makas Mara, there's Ein Oysen Mala Yichud. You only ask her if it's stira, not yichud, and stira is not enough. You have to have the stira should have been preceded by a kinui. So if it's not kinui stira, you don't ask her isha labayla. So a special gzeris hakosa. So too, the Gemara learns out from the fact that that verb v'nitmo is used, that sofik tumah b'shus hayochid is also sveika tomi, even though it breaks the rules and regulations of kol ha-tarakula. Let's say kol ha-tarakula, sofik deraita l'chumah b'taras sofik, not b'taras vaday. And if it would have been a sveika, it would have been l'hokel. But here even Sek Seka is also the Hachmer. And Chat Seka L'Hachmer is not the same as the Seka Deraisa L'Chumer in general. Seka Deraisa L'Chumer is B'Torah Sofik. And here it's B'Torah Vaday. That's the Gemara knows it. Sof Tum Shus Seochet, Seka Tomei is B'Torah Vaday. So the Tesis and the first Daf in Nida and Me'ila and other places, Tesis and Baba Kama, So the Tosfos has two opinions. One opinion is that that's only by Tumas Mago, where the Tumah is transmitted. But when it's a, let's say a Yoledes or a Zav or a Zavo, it's a suffix whether the Tumah originated here. Do you have a case of Tumah Yesh Me'ayin? So this is not governed with the rules and regulations of suffix Tumah. You have to know that you're ready. It's not called the suffix Tumah, it's called the suffix Din. When is it called the suffix Tumah? I know for sure that there is Tumah, and it was, as Shiloh did it, was the Tumah transmitted to another person? Was the suffix, if the Tumah originated or not, Yesh Me'ayin, then there's no Din of suffix Tumah, Bishusay Yachar, Bishusay Rabbi. And it's governed with the regular rules and regulations of Sveika Deraisa Lechumra and Sveika Lekulam. So that was very interesting. That's what I heard from Rav Soloveitchik. Here I got, someone gave me the Sefer. Some Tamil Chachman I saw wrote a Sefer on Mishnai Zavim. He's writing a series of Svarim on Mishnai Taurus. So he quotes this whole verse in the name of Rav Michal Feinstein. Rav Michal Feinstein spent a while together with Rav Soloveitchik in the Kol Lombosi. They had a Kol B'Shitzus. So I wonder whose idea it was and who lifted it from whom. Maybe they both worked it out together. Okay. It's interesting. So I thought that maybe this was the kavana of the Tosfos on our daf. The three word Tosfos, the Kaven on Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Kaven is Zimin Akohov, Zimin Ho, Levi Kizab HaMasapesh, that you should go Lechumre. You should go Lechumre. What was the Gemara? The Gemara quoted like this. There are two Mishnais from Zavim. One Mishnah talks about a Zav who's sitting on a Mito, and under the four Ragle HaMito are Talios. And the other Mishnah is a Zav is Recham Agavi Behema, and under the four Ragle HaBehema are Talios. The contrast is that the Mito is not going to be balanced. Sheni Chol Olam and Al Shalosh. The Mito is such a Mito that you need all the four legs in order that it should be balanced. If it's missing one leg, the whole thing is going to be rocking, as a shaking, as opposed to the sus, as opposed to a behemoth. If you have a behemoth standing on all four, even if you remove one of the legs, it'll stand exactly the same on the three legs. So therefore, if the zav is sitting on a mito and you need all the four legs equally important, they all share equally to support the zav on top of the mito, then I say all the four talios have the din, everything is tummy, it all has a din of mishkav zav. Why is Reb Shimon Mitahir? Why the Mishnah quotes Reb Shimon Mitahir? So that's a machlegis Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi writes that Reb Shimon Lushitosai, that he holds that Shnaim Shasuhu, even if it's a Ze'ena Yochol, the Ze'ena Yochol is also the both potter. That's Reb Shimon in the Mishnah. And Tosfos is Masig on Rashi, how can it be? Ze Yochol, the Ze'ena Yochol, that I say that the Ena Yochol is Messiah, Ema Mamish, that's a Svara. That's as far as that applies in Kol HaTarakulo. So that's why the Gemara says it's a Tushtel, it applies to Mishkav Azav, and applies to the Kohanim standing with the both feet in the Azor and the Beis HaMikdash, and applies to the Kohen doing Avodah B'Min as opposed to doing Avodah B'Smol, if he does Avodah B'Min or B'Smol, and so on. It applies in Kol HaTarakulo. But that rule of Reb Shimon, that Ze Eino Yochol, that it's also called Shnaim Shasu, and they're both potter. That's a local din in Hilchos Shabbos. There is a kosu. The Gemara says Zei Yochel, Zei Yochel. You don't need a pasuk. That's a svara. But Zei Yochel. We pass in the both sides. Shimon holds they're both potter. How can you say that? That's a din and call it terukul. So that's what Tosfos is Masig on Rashi. And the other Rashi brought the Shana Hasan called Rachmana. He could crawl live tour. That's a Zeris Hakos from Hilchos Shabbos. How can you apply it in other areas of Halacha? They says no, it's a different word. Reb Shimon and Mishnah. Reb Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama. He holds if it would have been one big talus on the bottom of all the four legs, then Reb Shimon would agree that we have the din, and that was Mishka Bazav. It's not one talus, four different talios, each talus under a different regal of the behemoth. Reb Shimon Tainas, Reb Shimon's opinion is based on Sukkim that no, since you need all four to support the mito and the mito supporting the zav, so you can't say that all four have the din of mishkav zav. It's only mishkav zav if it supports the whole weight of the zav. But the weight of the zav is shared by the four legs of the behena, shared by the four talios. So each one cancels out the other one, so none of them have a din of mishkav zav. But it's not that it's Reb Shimon the Shittas, it has nothing to do with the Reb Shimon and our Mishnah. The local din in Hilchos mishkav zav. So the Tanakhama does not accept that. We pass them like the Chachamim and the Mishnah, that all four talios have the status of Mishkav Azav. But if the Zav is sitting like Abi Behemah, and there were four talios under the four Ragli HaBehemah, And since a behemoth can stand on three just as well, it can balance its weight on three legs without the fourth leg, so therefore the Mishnah says that all four taliyot are tahoros. So on this, why? Because the Gemara explains why is that so? Because it's ze yachol, the ze ena yachol. The three legs out of the four could have held up the behemoth without the fourth leg. So on any one given leg, you say maybe this leg should be counted. You can say it in all the four directions. You can say these three legs are the ones that are holding up the zav, and the fourth leg is unnecessary. You can say the top corner, that's the one is not necessary. The other three, you can say that one is unnecessary. So since you can say in all four, there are four logical possibilities, so therefore you say all four ways lahakel, and you say that all the four taliyos are tohar. So that's where we had a problem. Why should that be the case? Why should I go lekula? Why should it be makel over here? Why shouldn't I say lechumra? So the Meiri had a machlekes on this Mishnah, Mira and Nizdaf on Sadi Gimel has a machlekes. So he quotes the Yeshomrim. Some say that this Mishnah that says that the Dalid Talias, Tachas, Dalad, Ragla, Behema, the real Tahoros, this is only Bishus HaRabim, because the Din of Safik Tumma Bishus HaRabim is Feka Tahor. If it would have been Bishus HaYachad, it wouldn't apply. What's it got to do with the Safik? I mean, this itself is treated like a Safik. That's what we explained when we were doing Tarta the Sassman, when we were reviewing the Turmasor. And Rashi had three Pshatim on the Turmasor story. So he mentioned this, that Rashi was the bottom of Ayin Dalad Amanal, going over to Ayin Dalad Amanbeis. So one of the Pshatim and Rashi was, all the three Pshatim were difficult. So in connection with one of them, so we pointed this out. You can analyze this case with the Zav sitting on the behemah in four different directions. You can say these are the three legs that basically hold out the behemah, and that's the fourth one. You can say that's the fourth one, that's the fourth one. So this is really like a Tarte de Sassi. All the four analyses are equally valid. So what do you do when you have a Tarte de Sassi? So the Halacha declares that you treat it as if it were a Sufik. It's not really a Sufik. All four are correct of asachas. So the Halacha treats a Tarte de Sassi as if it were a Sufik. So the Miri says, V'yeshomim, that's the pshat in this Mishnah. Ayrechav agabit behema, since yichol alamed al gimel, and there's a Tarte de Sassi, which leg should I declare is the fourth leg that's tohar? So if it's b'shus harabim, then the Halacha applies that Sufik tumma b'shus harabim is lahakel. It's a chidush. Sufik, we're usually used to thinking Sufik tumma b'shus harabim lahakel is if there's a Sufik in Metzias. What are the facts? Did this happen? Did it not happen? Was the person alive or dead when I walked into the ohel? Or there's a dead body. There's no ohel. There's a dead body. I'm not sure if I bumped into the dead body. Was I mahal on the dead body or not? So there's suffix whether I came in contact with it or not. So that's usually suffix tumma b'shusa rabim. Sveika tohor. I mean, a suffix in mitzvah. This is a different kind of a suffix. It's like a sveika adina. Do you apply the rules? A Sufik Tumah B'shus HaRabim, Sufik Tumah B'shus HaYachad, does that apply even this kind of a Sufik? Like a Sefer Adina? So that's a discussion, the Mikdash David has a discussion about that. So this Gemara, this Pshat in the Miri is very interesting. He quotes the Yesh Omrim, that the only time it's Tehoira, by the Dalet, Ragle Abayim, and Feshi Yechon Lamin Al Gimel, is if it's B'shus HaRabim. This too is called Sufik Tumah B'shus HaRabim. Since you can say like this, you can say like that, and you treat the Tarte de Sassi as if it were a Sufik, so if it's Bishu Sarab, you go lahakel. That's the pshat. Then he has another pshat that it's not so. Nah, it has nothing to do. It's not because it's a Sufik, because you can say like this, you can say like that. After somehow this is the first pshat, maybe I understand better. Second pshat that I don't understand so well. So the second is the normal pshat is that you're not restricting this line in the Mishnah to Horos. You're not restricting it to the case of Bishu Sarab. But that's a klal in Hilchas Medrash, just like Reb Shimon disagrees in the first Mishnah. By the Dalet Ragle Hamito, Reb Shimon Mitahir, and Tosfos explained, is a new local din. It's not Reb Shimon Lishitosid that he holds the Eina Yochov is Eina Yochov, is also called Shnaim Shasun. No, that's exactly how it's in Hilchas Shabbos. How can you extend that din to Hilchas Tumah? Reb Shimon in the Reisha by the Ragle Hamito, that's a new vort in Hilchas Medrash. That if it's not carrying the weight, not holding the whole weight, the roved weight of the Zav, so it's not called Medrash HaZav. See, here too in the Sefer, if it's not so clear that these are the three, if you can say Mekan Zav Nazan, Mekan Zav Nfaker, if it's vague, which are the three legs that are holding up the Zav on top, so I say that none of them have any tumor. It's a local din that only applies in Hilchas Medrash Hazav, like Rav Shimon in the first case. It's a local din that you have to have the rove of the weight of the Zav in order, on one talis, in order that talis should be have four talis and all four atar. So here in the Seif, it's a local din. If it's not clear that this leg is really supporting the Zav, true, if you have all the four legs on the meat to support the Zav, and no one leg is supporting rove of the weight of the Zav, we pass Kentameh. But if it's not clear that this leg was really necessary, maybe this like the fifth wheel to the car, you only need three legs to hold up. So then it's not called Medrash Hazav by definition. It's not because it's a din safik tumah b'shusharam. So those are the two days in the Miri, how to read the Mishnah. Why are you metaher based on Zeyachov, Zeyna Yachov? So how does that lead you to say everything is tohor? Once you say everything is tumah, so either it's only talking about b'shusharam or no, it's a local. The general din that Zayachov is an Eina Yachol, so the Eina Yachol is called Misayei and Bamamish. That's Taka from here. You can derive that Klal and Kola Tarakula, but the fact that you mitar, therefore, this leads you to believe that you should mitar all the four Talias under all the four Ragla Behema, that you have to say that's a local application of there's a Klal and Misayei and Bamamish, which we apply over here to a local din of Medrash, that there's no Medrash Azav, because it's not so clear that this leg is really supporting anything.
Isn't Tosfos Mashma that Shneim Shasuv is only a Ptur Megabe Shabbos and not, like Rus Engel says, that you could apply it to all Ptur Echatos?
Tosfos says it within Reb Shimon. Yeah, Tosfos is Masig on Rashi within Reb Shimon that Ze'eino Yochol is Potter, we Paskin Chayim. Ze'eino Yochol is Potter, that's a local din in Hilchos Shabbos, doesn't apply in anywhere else. But the Shaila is, what about Ze'yochol is Ze'yochol? That we Paskin like Reb Yudit, that is Pata by Shabbos, that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel suggested in his Chubas in the Ben Paris. Maybe that's a din in all Chiyuv Chatas. Maybe it's not only a din in Hilchos Shabbos, that's what we discussed. It could be it's a din in Hilchos Shabbos that is Mutter, it's Hefer Gomer, because it's called the Malacha without a Maisa Malacha. But if you all did it's a din in Kola Terakula, then it may be a Vort that it's a Ptur from Chatas, because in order to be Chayv Chatos, you have to have a Maisa. So here, if I can shift the blame to you, you can shift the blame to me. So I declare as if I didn't do the Maisa, you didn't do the Maisa either.
Same pasuk.
Yeah, that's the problem. The pasuk is either talking about Kol HaTarkula, talking about Hilchos Shabbos. Yeah, we paskin the compromise shita like Reb Yudit. We don't paskin like Reb Shimon. We paskin that the pasuk only patas by Ze'yochol v'Ze'yochol. Ze'eni Yochol, we paskin is chayim. So that's Reb Yosef Engel's discussion. Maybe Ze'yochol v'Ze'yochol is pater. Maybe it's not a local din in Hilchos Shabbos. Maybe that's a universal din, a chiyuv chatas in general. In which case it'll only be a p'tur from chatas, not that it's mutar l'chatzila. So on this, so that's what we learned so far. So on this Mishnah, the Gemara asks, the Gemara had a comment. Why do you say that if there's Zav is riding on a gabi behema, dalet talias tachas ragli abehema, all four atahoros? Either b'shus harabim or afilu b'shus erech, whatever the 2 days in the miri. So the Gemara says, why don't you say that all four should be tamei? Kevin zimnakov, levi kizab hamisapech, and I should say that all four are tamei. So what was the Gemara's kasha? It should be like a zab hamisapech. So Tosfos writes the three word Tosfos, afilu b'shus harabim should be tamei. Why does it say in the Mishnah that it's tohor? Zabarach al gabi beima dal talis dachas ragle amita ragle beima all four are tohor. Why don't you say that all four are tame like a zab hamsapech? And say so should even be afilu b'shus harabim. Why? I bet it's only a suffix. You don't know which one. Maybe the beima was resting on these three. Maybe I was resting on those three. So let it be a suffix tuma b'shus harabim. So what is Tosfos Kavon over here? So we suggested a pshat based on this. Vort of Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Michal Feinstein, I suggested with the Tosfos and the first Daf in Nida that the rules and regulations of Sofik Tuma, B'shus HaYochid versus B'shus HaRab only apply to Tumas Maga. But by Tuma Yotza, Lemigufo, you revert back to the regular rules of Sofik Deraisa Luchumras, Sex Feka Lekula. So I thought that maybe that's what Tosfos means over here. That since Mishkav HaZab is an Av HaTuma, and the Zab himself is an Av HaTuma, so how can it be that an Av makes another Av? So the pshat nistam is that it's not Tumas Mago, that the Zav transmits the Tumah to the Mishkav. It's like a Tumah Yotzal Megufa Mechadosh on the Mishkav. Oh, and on Tumah Yotzal Megufa, Taisus had one opinion there in Baba Kamen, in the first Daf and Nida, and Mi'ila, and so on. And a few Mesichtas, the Taisus writes that then it's no longer governed with the special Klolim of Safik Tumah B'Shus Rav Nahak. We would say, Safik Echad Seka Deraisa L'Chumer, and Sek Seka L'Kula. That was the suggestion that I made in Taisus. So I pointed out at that time that the Marsha does not say like that. The Marsha has a long paragraph on this Taisus, and he has what I thought was a wild shot. I didn't think it was correct at all. The Marsha said that what Taisus meant to say was that it should be like Shnei Shvilin. When do you say Sofik Tuma B'Shus HaRabi Mistohar? If you don't know whether the person is Tomei or Tohar, but if I know for sure that somebody is Tomei, I just don't know whether it's you or me or the other guy, so how can I say that everybody is Tohar? But it's like an Ikva Yisuras. Ikva, I know for sure that somebody is Tomei. I just don't know who is Tomei. The only time you say Sofik Tuma B'Shus HaRabim Tohar, you don't know, is there Tuma, is there not Tuma? But if I know for sure there is Tuma, I'm not sure where the Tuma is, how do you have the right to say that everybody is Tohar? You have to say back Reach that one person is Tomeh and you can't distinguish between them. So you have to say that everybody's Tomeh. So that's what the Marsha interprets over here.
That but test. When they come to
Zeach HaZeh, it's a Sufik on me. Am I Tomeh or Tohar? So they say Tohar. Next guy comes, I say Tohar. But if they come together, it's a tie to the Tatsui. So the Marsha says that that's what it means over here. So he interprets that's what it means over here.
So the price is teaching the Din the Rabbanim?
The Gemara asked Akasha, Kevin Zimin Rakoha, Zimin Rakoha, Levi Gezav HaMasabich Miloy Tanan. So Tesis, the Marsha reads in Tesis that that was the Kasha, that even if it's B'Shus HaRabim, it should be Tomei, because it's going to be a Tate de Sasri. I didn't understand. What is it? What has got to do with Tatsas? It doesn't fit into the case in the Gemara. Why is the next Mishnah tied to the Sasri? What's Milo Tanan? What is it say? Zabshay Mutal Alhe Saf Salamahe Pundois Li Orkam Tineim. If the Zab, you have five mattresses in a row, and the Zab is sleeping on them. So he rolls in the middle of the night. So he's sleeping on this bed. So that's the Mishnah Zab. Then he rolls over into the next mattress. That becomes a Mishka Azav, they're all coming. But if he's laying width to the width of all of the 5 meters, and no 1 meter has the robe of the weight of the Zav, so they're all Tohar. What if he's laying to the width of the 5 mattresses in a row? But he fell asleep, and when he falls asleep he rolls all over the place, he doesn't know, maybe sometime he slept lengthwise. So then you have to declare that everything is Tohar. Yeah. Misafik. So I didn't understand, according to the Maharsha, how do you read that Mishnah? The Pashupshan Mishnah, there's no Bados, then anything is Tomei. So how does the Maharsha's Pshat fit in? The Maharsha said that the way Taisus learns the Gemara's Kasha, Kevin and Zimun, Akohav Zimun, Akohav Levik, is Avahamata, Hafilim, Shisram, Tomei. Why? Because one for sure is Tomei, so it's a tie to the Sazri, can be Makel on both, it's a contradiction. How do you see over here by Yoshin that it's a tie to the Sazri? So I saw the Meiri has a version like that. The Meiri somehow interprets the Meiri and his daf. He says that's pshat in the Mishnah by the Yoshein. Yoshein Sofik Mishapich Aleim Tamei means that for sure one of them is Tamei, and you can't identify which one it is. So therefore, you have to be Metami all of them. It doesn't make it any better. I don't see how it fits in. I don't understand how it fits in. But the Meiri is Beferish like the Marsha. He learned the pshat like that. So I didn't think that was the push of pshat in the Masa. I didn't think that was what Taisus was driving at. So that's why I thought that Taisus meant to say that the rules of Safik Tuma, B'Shus HaRabim, don't apply to Mishka Mazah. Whenever you have a Safik, then you go Lechumra because you treat it. Seka Deraisa Lechumra, Sek Seka Lekuva. It was like a Tuma Yotso Lemigufa. That was my suggestion. Not like the Mashur, but I was surprised to see that the Meiri quotes Yeshomi because he doesn't necessarily agree with it. But that there are those who interpret that that's the pshat in his gemara, like the Marsha said. So then the gemara brought all the other cases. Yeah, what were the other cases? The one case was regarding chatzitza. the Kohen has to stand on the floor in the Beis HaMikdash without wearing any shoes or socks. He's, not only that, let's say they'll put a carpet on the put a rug on the floor, so it's also no good as a chatzitza. Let's say he's standing one foot on top of the other foot. He twists one leg sideways and he stands the one foot on top of the other foot. So the right foot is resting on the left foot. So the left foot is mamish touching the floor. The right foot is not touching the floor. The right foot is standing on top of the left foot, which is on top of the floor. So it says in the Mishnah that that's not good. You have to have the feet should be standing on the floor. So the how does it say over here? Raglachas ala kliv, raglachas ala ritzba, raglachas al ha eben, raglachas al ha ritzba. If there's an eben that's separated from the floor, but there's a kliv that's not part of the floor. What's the din if the kohen is standing on one leg and the other leg is suspended in midair? It is, and he's standing, he's balancing himself on one leg and he does the avodah. So the Gemara assumes that that's good. But if he's standing on both legs, resting on both legs, and one leg has a chatzitza, so then it's no good. So then the Mishnah says it depends. Rahim, it depends. If you would take away the kli or take away the yevin. Yochalam and al raglachas, if he's standing in such a way that really his whole weight can be supported by the one leg, is avodosek shere, then it's not a problem. Vimlav avodosek psula. Adigmar says, why? But sof kol sof, he's standing on both legs. So it's a rahim, misayayayay embo mamish. So Taisus here raises an issue of min b'mina ena chaytis. What's the issue? What's the second tesis on the days? V'cholamet ha-raglas ha-vedos v'shem la-psul me'hoch ha-leka le-mifshat min b'mina chaytis. What's the issue of min b'mina? What was the floor of the Beis HaMikdash? What did it consist of? The Gemara says the floor of the Beis HaMikdash was stones. There are a lot of stones that were all attached together. So Taisus asks, if he has his both feet on the stone floor, that's the way it's supposed to be. So if you have a loose stone that's not attached to the floor, on top of the stone floor, and then the kohen is standing with his foot on that stone, so why don't you say here, min b'minoi, maybe I should raise the possibility, min b'minoi, ena chotzin, so it's considered as if he's standing with his both feet on the floor. So they say, no. If it's raglachas ala kli, that line in the Mishnah is rochem daf chav dalet. So the one line in the Mishnah we do understand for sure, raglachas ala kli. So kli is not mimina aritzba, but the other second line in the Mishnah, raglachas al ha'evin. So why does that pose a problem? If he can't balance his, he's standing in such a way that he is unable to balance his whole weight on the raglachas ala ritzba, he really has to rely on the raglachas ala eben also. So the Mishnah says that it's not acceptable. So Taisus says, why don't you say here, asvar that min b'minoi ena chaytze. And they say, that's the chani bayihi b'perikot siyolo, and yuma daf nun ches. What's the bayi b'hiniach si b'terich ha-mizrok, b'kibo boy es hadam. What, anybody look up the Gemara in Yuma? What does it say then, Yuma? Taisus misquoted the Gemara. That's the whole problem of, they thought you were looking at Marsha. What does it say there in Yuma? A sieve and a kli, that's mimishena meaning. The Gemara has a shaila. When the coin, shchita ksher b'zai, you don't need a coin to do shchita, but kabbalah haloch hazrika has to be done dafke by a coin. So when you do the kabbalah sadam, you have to do it with the right hand, not with the left, and you have to be mekabel adam and a kli sharis. So what if the chacham takes a kli sharis? They have a pile, like we have a stack of paper cups or glasses that are one inside the other. So the kohen takes from the pile in the Beis HaMikdash and he takes two kli sharis, one inside the other. The kohen holds with his right hand, puts left hand behind his back. He holds with the right hand the bottom kli, and he's mekabel adam in the inner, in the upper kli, which is in the bottom kli. So the Gemara has a suffix. They say min mina echaytes and min mina echaytes, because the kohen is supposed to hold on to the kli b'li chatzitza. There are a couple of issues of chatzitza. One din of chatzitza is not permitted between the big dekun and the body of the kohen. There's another din of feet and the floor. There shouldn't be any chatzitza. Then there shouldn't be any chatzitza between his hand and the kli shor. So there's no chatzitza, but that's not the kli which is mekabel adam. The chacham took a whole stack full of kelim, and the Kabbalah Adam is in the upper kli, and he's holding on to the bottom kli. So maybe I should say min b'minoi choytzeitz, a kli sharis and a kli sharis. Is it choytzeitz or is it not choytzeitz? Where is it? Nun chesam and aleph. If you have a sieve, if you put a lining inside the kli, a paper lining or a filter or something inside the kli, that's mim shein amina. Where did the paper come in here? So that thing, Mar says, for sure is not acceptable. Boy minei rami b'chama meirab chizde. Hiniach mizrak b'toch mizrak v'kibol boyas adam mau. He's holding on to the bottom kli, the coin with his right hand. But the dam doesn't become this kapel in the bottom kli. Become this kapel in the upper kli. So should I say min mina choytzeitz? So the coin is holding on to the wrong kli. He's not holding on to the upper kli. Or should I say min mina ein choytzeitz? It's not a problem. It's a funny shaila. Min mina choytzeitz ein choytzeitz. Amalei tni stua. It brings a raya, and it comes out it's not a raya. Then the Gemara has a different shayla later on the Omid. Boy minei rami b'chom emirat chizni hiniach siv b'toch hamizu v'kibu b'os adam mao. This is min m'shein amina. Siv is a paper lining inside the kli. Min m'shein amina chotzeitz. Oh, eino chotzeitz. Of course it's chotzeitz. What's the suffix? Gemara is a suffix, but it's only a paper lining. So the dam is going to penetrate through the paper. It's going to seep through, and ultimately it's going to land in the klisharis on the bottom. Should I say, since it's going to seep through, it's going to penetrate the filter that he put in, that's a different suffix. But the suffix of the Gemara that Tosis is quoting, that you say, mimimina ina choytzitzana. The Taisus is bothered with a kasha that there it's in the bayda leif shita nyuma by hiniach kli b'toch kli where the mimimina is chaytzeitz, and over here there's an often a mishnah in zvachem and afchav dalid that ragla achas al ha'eben. Ragla eben means not eben me'avne ha'azor. Eben me'avne ha'azor, that is the karko hazar. That's where his foot is supposed to be, on top of the ragla, on top of the avne ha'azor. Now there's an eben that's not attached to the floor, that's sitting on top of the Avnei Ho'azora. So the Mishnah says clearly that that's a Hatzitza. So Tosfos Frek Takasha, if a Kli Shoris inside a Kli Shoris is a Sofik, maybe Min B'mina in a Chotzeitz, so why shouldn't I say an Eben, a Gabi Ho'Eben, should also be a Min B'mina in a Chotzeitz? That's their Kasha. How can Rami Bachom have a Sofik in Yume? Isn't it enough in a Mishnah that the Eben on top of the Avnei Ho'azora of the Pharisee that it is a Hatzitza? So what is Taisa's answer? The way that they quoted the wrong Gemara. Hiniach siv b'toch hamizug is a different suffix. That's the problem with the Marsho and the Marshal. The Taisa doesn't read straight over here. That wasn't the case where we discussed whether mim amina chotzit. That's the case. It's clearly mim shein aminoi. But the shaila was, should I say it's not a chatzitza because it's going to penetrate, it's going to go through and through. It's a different sad suffix. So they're quoting the wrong Gemara. Then they keep on proceeding with that Gemara. So what are they distinction? What do they distinguish? The Vadai Siv, the Vatale, the paper lining that he puts in the Kli. Maybe you can say it's Batalag of the Kli. So that you can say it's not Chaytz of a Kli, the Evan. But if you have a Kli Shoris on, you have a Kli on the floor, or an Evan on the floor, that's the Mishnah Zvachim, Raglachas ala Kli, Raglachas ala Evan. Since he's not Mevatale, the Evan is Kolim Bahochem Sham, they're going to trip over in Evan. They don't want the Kli to sit on the floor, they don't want the Evan to sit on the floor. So that for sure would be a Hatzitza. The old Taisus doesn't read straight. We don't know what Taisus is talking about. That's the wrong Gemara that they quoted. So let's leave out the way we can't read the Taisus. Let's leave out Taisus' answer. So what can we say as an answer? There's a Hagut Tekasha. In Yuma Daf Nun Ches, it's in the Bible of Shita with a Mimimina Choytzeitz, a Reina Choytzeitz. So why is that? What are you going to do with the Mishnah? So the Farish Mishnah that Evan is choytzeit. So maybe you can say two suggestions. Maybe you can say a klisharis inside a klisharis. You could have done the avodah with the upper klisharis. So that's called mimimina. One klisharis, another klisharis. Let's say you have a part of the klisharis. Part of the klisharis is not mimimina. A klisharis in a klisharis. That's the suffix with the mimimina choytzeit. But over here in Evan, a loose stone, a big gigantic stone on top of Ragli Ho'azara. if you would have had a whole floor on top of the whole stone floor of the Azara, maybe that would be a mimimino. You clear where the mimimino chaitis are not. But you don't have a whole floor. You just have one stone. One stone is not enough to be called the whole floor of an Azara. So maybe that doesn't qualify even to be considered mimimino in a chaitis. Mimimino is the suffix in human, whether it's chaitis in a chaitis. If the thing inside, the upper kli that you're doing the Kabbalah Saddam is a kli shoris. And the bottom kli is a kli shoris. It could have done the avodah with the upper kli, it could have done the avodah with the bottom kli. But here, if you would say, Dalmi hacha de karko hazor, you can't do the avodah just standing on an evan. One evan is not called a karko hazor. Maybe that's not called min demeanor. Maybe that's the teres. Or, I think the afloah hasn't hit, if I'm not mistaken, I think the afloah has a shadis of tshuva sefer that's called Givas Pinchas. I never saw it, but I saw it quoted. So I think he offers a suggestion as follows. Even if one will assume that min b'mino eino chaitzeitz, that's only when the whole problem only is one of chatzitza. But over here, the kohen standing in the azara, is standing barefoot in the azara is one endows him with kedushas kohuna. Like we said, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, based on a pasuk, if the Kohen does avodas hakarbonis not wearing big dekuna, he walks in his regular weekday suit, Shabbos dekusil, yontif dekusil, and he does hakrovas hakarbonis, so it's pasul. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. So just like if a zar, a non-Kohen, does avodas hakarbonis, it's pasul. So a Kohen is not wearing big dekuna is also considered like a zar. Bizman should be day malein kunasim aleim. May mikday malein main kunasim aleim. Mahavali kizar. And the zar shishimish is avodas psula and nisa b'day shamayim. So that's how I know that a mechusa begodim, if the Kohen is not wearing any big dekuna, he's wearing big dekhol. So he's not wearing all the big dekuna, so he has the din like a zar. So the Mordechai Gittin quotes that the Rabbein Tam once said over that din. Bizman shay bigday malein main kunasim aleim. Mahavali kizar. So the Rabbeinu Petter was a Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. Funny names, Peter and Tom. The Balei HaTosfos, Rabbeinu Petter, yes, Rabbeinu Tam. How can it be? Bizman Shein Migdei Malei Meikonot Malei. It means he doesn't get the first Aliyah, and he can marry a Gusha Zayna B'Chalon, and he can go to the cemetery. Ein Migdei Malei Meikonot Malei. How can it be? So Rabbeinu Tam didn't answer the kasha. So the Rav Soloveitchik used to say over this, and the Or HaShulchan has it, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din, in Hilchas Nesias Kapayim, by Duchening, Kuf Chav Ches, I think it is. So the Ramo at the end of Siman Kuf Chav Ches quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that Hamishtamish B'Koyin Moal, that you're not allowed to have a Koyin service you. Let's say, I'll have the Koyin, he's going to pour me the soup. Or the Koyin's going to be the waiter on the table, so that's not allowed. Nishlamel says, if I pay money, it is mutter. It means if he's not salaried. If he's salaried, it's okay. It's not Mishtamish B'Kuna. Okay, that's a shayla. So the Ramah quotes this Yerushalmi that a mishtamish b'koyin mo. So that was the story with the Rabbeinu Tam. The Mordechai Gittin and Daf Sama quotes Ma'ase Sheyotza Koyin Echad Ma'im Like they Rabbeinu Tam. They didn't have a faucet with a. It was a whole production. You had to have a barrel full of water that you had to draw from the river. Then had to dip in a cup and then take that water and pour it into the Saddam. It's a whole complicated story. So some Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam was a Kohen once did the Rabbeinu Tam a favor. So he was pouring the water on his hands. So the Shadu was the Talmud was a Kohen. Was the Rabbeinu Tam allowed to let the Talmud be Mishamishim? What happened to the Din of Mishamish be Kohen more? So the Rabbeinu Tam commented, Ein Bigdei Malei Men Kunasim Malei. Talmud is not wearing Bigdei Kunas, so it's okay. So the Rabbeinu Petter asked, what do you mean? The Talmud is not wearing Bigdei Kunas. So he's allowed to marry Gusha Zayin of a Halola and doesn't get the first time. He can't do Pidyon Aben, it's wrong. So Rabbeinu Tam didn't answer. Maybe he didn't answer, he just washed into the Saddam. Of course he can't answer. He didn't talk. Okay, he didn't answer. So the Or HaShulchan says, the answer is the following. The Yerushalmi didn't say, Asa v'hishtamish b'koin. The Yerushalmi says, Hamishtamish b'koin, Moal. What kind of a Lashon is Moal? So Me'ila is only because she hamikdash. So that's apparently what the Rabbeinu Tam understood in the Yerushalmi. There are two Kedushas Kunas. There's a Kedushas Kunas Sheba Migdosh and there's a Kedushas Kunas Sheba Gvulin. So for the purpose of Kedushas Kunas Sheba Migdosh, you have to have Big Day Kunas. And Bizman Shein Milgeim Aleim Ein Kunas Am Aleim Havalei Kizar. So you can't do Avoidah. So that Yerushalmi says, Hamishtamish B'Koyin Moal, obviously he must be talking only if he's wearing Big Day Kunas. Otherwise, what shaykhah does it have with Me'ila? So if you say it's a violation of Me'ila, means that the Koyin has a Kedushas Kunas Sheba Migdosh. But if the Kohen is not wearing big dikun, he has Kedushas Kohen, he should be Gvumen. that's sufficient to allow him to eat truma, to allow him to duchen, to prohibit it from being the tamil mason, to prohibit him from marrying grusha zana v'halala. Most of the dinim of kuna depend on kedushas kuna shebigvulin. There are two halachas that depend on kedushas kuna. Only two halachas that depend on kedushas kuna shebamigdush, namely to do avoida, to be machshav of karbonis, and moal the dinim mila. That's what Darach Hashulchan says, and maybe that's the word over here. When does the kohen? The Pashto says that there's a Gemara in Anizdaf, in Zvachim Daf Chav Dalet, I think, or Chavov, it's around over there. The Gemara says in Zvachim, let's say the coin has longer pays, or has long hair, whatever. And the coin is standing in the Azara, but some of his long hair is flying in the wind, and the hair is hanging outside of the Azara. So even though it's Rosh Virubo in the Azara, the whole body of the coin is in the Azara, but Tzitzasoi, Chutz Lazara, his longer pay is hanging out and flying out Chutz Lazara. So he's not allowed to do avodah based on mikvah. It's not hatela. Why is that so? Usually we declare wherever Rosh HaVeruba of the person is, that's where the person is. The Rosh HaVeruba of the sukkah. So he says, Yetz to the mitzvah of Yeshiva sukkah. Of Rosh HaVeruba and Abayis HaMenuga, if Nichnas Rosh HaVeruba Abayis HaMenuga, so that's called Abol Abayis. It becomes Tom, even though the miut of his body is out of the Abayis, but Rosh HaVeruba is in, he's considered in. Morris and Broch is also going to get to other dinim. Erva, if Rosh HaVeruba is there, so it's considered there. So why is all of a sudden over here Rosh HaVeruba is not sufficient? You need that kulo, kol kulo shalakoyin, and even he is kulo, his whole body is in. Another guy has a crew cut, another guy has short hair, so he would be fully in the azar. The coin, this coin has long pay, it's a long hair, so the long hair is out of the azar. That's not even part of his body. So what kind of a din is that? So the pashtus is the reason why is because when you just have to determine, am I in this room, am I in that room? So if Rosh HaVeruba is there, it's considered like over there. Abol Abayis Shem. But over here you want that by his being in the Azara, that endows him with Kedushas Kuna Shebamigdus, that changes his nature. Instead of just being Kedushas Kuna Shebigvulin, he's elevated to the level of Kedushas Kuna Shebamigdus. So then the Gemara says that's not sufficient with Rosh HaVeruba. You got to have Kuloi. You have to have that he should be entirely in the Azara. So maybe there, even if you say min b'minoi eino chaytzeis, true, the karko hazara consists of avonim. When the coin stands barefoot in the azara, he's standing on a rizpah shal avonim. The Gemara says a rizpah shal avonim, and true, an evan shal gabi avnei hazara. Maybe it is min b'minoi. Maybe it is called min b'minoi. Maybe min b'minoi eino chaytzeis, but it's not called nogeya. Still not called nogeya. So maybe the halacha requires, in order to be endowed with kedushas kuna shebamigdush, the kohen has to be standing in the azara. The standing in the azara is what's mekadoshim, is what gives him the kedushas kuna shebamigdush. So maybe over here, even if afilo naniach that is a klal that min b'minoi ein achoytzeitz, it doesn't constitute a chatzitza. If the whole issue is one, is there a chatzitza or not? So I say maybe min b'minoi doesn't pose a problem of chatzitza. But he's still not nageya beritzpas or azara. So it still cannot be mekadoshim. That's what the haflo and the tshuva distinguishes. I don't know. It could be that he says it on this taste of kasha. I never looked it up, and I think it's in the Givas Pinchas. Got to take a look. The Avnei Nezer quotes it, and his tshuva is on Hilchas Tfilin about that the Zohar says with machma like that Zohar that the yud of the bayis al yad should be touching the bayis. You shouldn't have the yud floating around. But if you pull out the ritzuah and the yud is hefer on the other side, so the Gemara doesn't say one way or the other, but it says in the Zohar that the yud should be touching. So the shaila is, what do you mean touching? It has to be literally, the yud has to be touching the bayis. What if it's touching with the chatzitz in between of another ritzuah? Maybe I should say min b'mina ein achoytzes. Maybe I should say, since this is a ritzua and the other thing is a ritzua, maybe I should say that min b'mina, if you wrapped around the ritzua in such a way that the yud of the bayis shel rosh is not directly touching the bayis, there's a ritzua that's mafsid ben time. Does that pose a problem or not? So I think the Avnei Nezer says, based on this, b'givas pinchos, that he thinks it will still be a problem. That min b'mina echotza just means that there's no chatzitza, but nageya it isn't. It still is not nageya. So I thought maybe that's what the original Givas Pinchas said to answer this Taisus Kasha. The Gemara in Yuma, how would you formulate this? The Gemara in Yuma, the fellow's holding a kli inside a kli. Imagine you hold two paper cups. You hold a stack full of paper cups or plastic cups, one inside the other. So the ma'aseh, you are holding the upper cup. You're holding all the 10 cups. You're holding. I did the ma'aseh. If I wouldn't have done the ma'aseh, the cups would still be sitting on the shelf. They would be sitting in a closet in the Beis Hamikdash. I'm holding all the 10 cups. The only thing is, there's an issue of chatzitzah. Not supposed to have a chatzitzah between your hand and the klisharis. I said, well, there's a stack of 10 klisharis over here. Maybe say mimimina and echaitse. So there's no problem of chatzitzah. And sof kol sof, I am holding all the 10 cups. It's all mikoichi. So that the Gemara said was prepared to say, if there is such a cloud, mimimina and echaitse, there's no problem. But over here, even if you'll say mimimina and echaitse, it's not just the problem of chatzitza. The standing on the floor is what's mekadosh the kohen with this added level of kedushas kuna shebamigdash. You have to have the big dekuna plus standing on the ritzpah sa'azara. So maybe it doesn't help. But it's still the same on ogeya. So maybe it can't endow him with that added level of kedushas kuna shebamigdash. That would be gold. No, that the Gemara says is okay.
So why should there be a difference? There are two.
He has to have one foot, but if he has both feet and he's supported by both, and it's zeh eina yochel, the zeh eina yochel is sitting in such a way that if you take one leg away, he's going to fall down. So zeh eina yochel, zeh eina yochel, then he's supported by the both legs. So then you need that both legs are holding him up. Then you have to have the both legs have to be on the karko hazara. If he was sitting on one leg, it would be no problem. That's clear from the Mishnah. Royan says it depends. Then it's not a problem. Anyway, the kids, the Taisus, the way it's printed by us, is clearly a Torah Sefer. It can't stand the way it says. The Gemara there, is a different shot because of Mechalchos, not because of Mimimina and Taisus. So it must be that Taisus was alluding to the earlier, the Gemara 10 lines earlier on that daf. So we don't understand. So what's the answer? The answer that Taisus gives doesn't apply to that case. So that's what the Achrayim have to work out an answer on Taisus' kash.
There's a loose stone in the Ritzvah on the Ritzvah. That would be okay?
The Gemara is not sure. The Gemara asks, Nidal Dohoev, and the Gemara there in Zochim Adav Chov, Dalad Chovov, has a suffix about that. If the stone is loose and it's not, anyone can walk and pick it up. It's not cemented into the others, maybe it's treated like an Evan Al Gabi Harit. Maybe it's only called mitzvah when it's all attached.
There's
not enough Rosh of the Ruban.
Somebody
with short hair. With short hair, the person would be cooler if submerged under the water. But if the woman has long hair, just like the coin has long hair and part of the hair is chutz la'azara, then it's not good. Even if it would have had a crew cut, it would have been cooler in the azara, right? The same thing. So Rosh HaMeruba is not enough by the mikveh, because you need that the mikveh should be matayer her. Her being in the mikveh changes her, has an effect on her, changes her to become tahor. So that's halacha. The Rosh HaMeruba is not enough. You have to ask kula should be in the mikveh. Ruba is a din, if a person is tovel in the mikveh, they have a chatzitza on the body. The whole body is submerged under the level of the water, and you have a chatzitza on a miut of the body, so we ignore that. If you have a chatzitza on the robe of the body, that's a problem. But if a person is cool in the mikveh and he has a pinky sticking out, he has one hair sticking out, that's no good min ha-Torah. But you need the entire body of the tummy should be submerged under the water. So if you want the being in the mikveh, not just the question, is the person in the mikveh, the person not in the mikveh? Rosh HaMeruv, the person's in the mikveh. You want that by being in the mikveh should affect the change in the person to make tahor. So that's like the kohen in the azar. So if you want it to affect the change in him, you have to have that even the langapeya should also be in the azar. By sheichet you don't need it. By sheichet shchita ksheira bizar. So shchita ksheira bizar, so you don't need that the being in the azara is mikadosh the kohen mikdush mikunish ba mikdush. You don't even have to be a kohen in order to do the shchita. Shchita ksheira bizar. So most of the tanaim are of the opinion that the sheichet, whether he's a kohen or a non kohen, is lamal of lamorit. He can stand chutz la'azara with a sakin aruch and he can shecht. It's very hard to do a good shechita long distance. The behemoth's over there. I'm going to hold the knife. How can you shech? You have to have five people hold down the behemoth. And how can he make sure he's not going to make a psul? How can he do such a shechita? But theoretically, you can shech with stak and orech, and it'll be a good shechita. And even though there's one time it disagrees, and Zrachmi holds the shechit has to stand in the azara, But Tosfos says it's not the same as over here. Tosfos says that Tana would agree that Rosh HaVeruvah was the Shechit in the Azar is an Am Sadin. The Shechit should be an Azar. It's not that by his being an Azar it endows him with the Kedushas Kodesh HaMikdash. No, I'm asking, you don't have to be a Kohen. Azar Sheshochet is also good. L'chatzil is good. Shechit and Sherev is good. L'chatzil. The Mishnah say the Kohen, the Mishnah say in Yumen, they used to draw a lottery. They used to have a pious Mishochet. The Kohanim used to draw a lottery, Mishoichet. So the Miri asked the Kasha, what do you mean the Kohanim had a lottery, Mishoichet? Shechit and Sherev Bazar. They should open it up to the public, or whoever wants the Shech should have the right. So the Miri says, they introduced the Chumrah, that Shechitas Karbanas Tzibur required. The Mishnah goes on, Kaminim Masafim. So he says, they introduced Ahidur, the Kohanim introduced Anegen Chumrah, that Shechitas Karbanas Tzibur requires a coin. The Ikirah, then there is no such thing. There's even a problem that Netziv talks about it in the Sefer Amsochim and the Shurim Amsochim. Right, started with it in Netziv Shurim in Valojin. So he discusses on the Gemara Psochim in the first parak and in Mishnayis Soita. Also, he discusses it. Since Shchita Ksher Bizar, so there's a rule mitzvah bo yosem ebishluchay. That should have been preferable that the Bala Korban himself, if he knows how to shech, he should do the Shechitas HaKorban. He shouldn't even allow the Kohanim to take over. The Mishnah says the Kohanim took over, that's by Shechitas Korban as Tzibur. But if it's a Korban Yochid, a private Korban, whoever the Bala Korban is, a Korban Pesach, he should shecht, you should shecht your own Korban Pesach if you know how to shecht. One of the Korban Pesach, you have at least 10 shutfim eating. You don't have one person eating up a whole 25 lamb chops. You have at least 10 shutfim eating a Korban Pesach. So one of the 10, it's uncle. The halacha allows two to shech, but you can't have 10 people shech the korban. They're going to mess it up. They'll make it into an event. But l'chatzili, she really, that's what the Nitzim says. She really say any part of the hakrovas hakorban that's kosher bazar, so we should really say mitzvah bo yosem and bishluchay. L'chatzili, we should insist that the bala korban himself should do that. So this was only on karbanas tzibur. On karbanas tzibur, the Miri says in Yuma, they used to have such a hidur, that they only allowed kohanim to do the shechit. They didn't allow a non-kohen. There's a Zohar in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra that the Zohar says that l'chadchila we should not allow a kohen to do the shechita. The kohanim is supposed to be rabbanim, is supposed to be soft-hearted. And if you shecht behemis, you develop the midas afzarius. I don't know. I know shochtim. I don't think that midas afzarius. That's what it says in the Zohar. So we don't want the kohanim to develop such midas afzarius. So the Zohar says the bedavke they were mahada to have non-kohanim do the shechita. Okay, but on Korban Estiba it says the Seirish in the Mishnah, that they had only Kohan.
According to what we were saying before about the stone being on the floor, that for a Kohan that would be a Na'afat Tisa, but since it's not Nogea, that doesn't give me to do Shah. Then the Gemara, why didn't it say that you just put down a stone for the Tsar to walk in and have the Tsar stand there? Why is it in by the knife? Doesn't that logic have? It's saying that the czar, if he wants to shech his own korban, needs a long knife from the czar of the Israel out to wherever.
The Gemara says most of the time I'm told that the sheikh doesn't even have to stand in the azar, because the whole idea of standing in the azar is only if you need a kohen.
Right.
So then you need a kedushas kodesh
b'amidah. How can they do it from outside? Use a long knife.
Yeah.
Right. Why say long knife? Just put something down.
Same thing. Okay.
Same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Put a rug on the floor. He's not standing in the Asar. Same thing. If you put a rug on the floor, you have to wear shoes. You don't allow people to wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. But if you put a rug on the floor, he's also not standing in the Asar. Same thing. And why doesn't say we go?
No, my question is coming from the fact why don't you suggest a long knife, by the way?
No, the Gemara doesn't suggest a long knife. Gemara says, the Gemara talks in theory. Theoretically speaking, the one who does the shechita doesn't even have to stand in the azaras. How is that possible? The simple answer is here. The behemah is right over here, wherever the border is. I'm standing outside of the azar, here's the behemah, I lean over and I shecht like that. Yeah, but normally they used to shecht over there in a special place where the tabors were to hold out the animal. Gemara says, you can do that too. The person who's doing the shechita stands over there and has a sakan arucha. The Gemara is not looking out.
It's not talking about a halakhic thing.
No. Yeah, same thing. The Gemara just says, how can you talk about such echatimsa? How is it physically possible that he stands over there and shechts the carbon? The Gemara says, sakin orach. And then Taisa says, and even according to the Tana, who says, whose opinion we don't accept, Ben Tema, I think, who insists that the kohen, that the one who does the shchitas hakavonos also has to stand in the azara, it is an avoida. Shchita lab avoida doesn't mean that shchita is not an avoida. Of course it's an avoida. Shchita is the first of the dalad avoidas adam. Shchita kabbalah halacha zika, of course it's an avoida. It's not an avoida mitzad the garba that you should need a kohen, but it is an avoida. So one time insists that whoever does the shchita has to stand in the azara, but Tosfos says he would admit that Rosh HaMeruba is enough. If miwut of the person, if he has his legs standing out in the azara, but Rosh HaMeruba is in the azara, that would be enough. The only time you insist that the kol kuloi shala oivet should be in the azara is when you want to endow him with the kedushas kunishet amigdash. But just to be kaveh, is he in the azara, is he not in the azara? Rosh HaMeruba would be enough. Or let's say lemashul. There is a Gemara. When the Kengodol does the Avodah in the Hechel, or sometimes he does in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So let's say when you do Avodah in the Hechel, it wouldn't be sufficient if the Kohen would stand in the Azara and use up this a long candle to light the menorah, if such a thing were possible. He'll stand in the Azara Ben Hulam Alam Mizbeach, and he'll stretch his hand in and do the avodah inside. No, wherever the avodah is done, if this is an avodah that has to be done in the hechel, then the kohen has to be in the hechel. But you don't need kol kula of the kohen in the hechel. If you have Rosh HaMeruba, you know. You just have to have, he should be in that makom. So Rosh HaMeruba is in the makom. The only time you insist that the entire kohen with the payas, with the long hair, everything should be in the azara, that's if you want to endow him with kedushas kunishe b'amigdush, that he's standing in the azara. Is Mekadoshim gives him a change in his din, in his status, so then you need the entire kohen should be in. Like by the mikvah. That's a good mashal. Like by the mikvah. Yeah?
Why do we hear you master by a carbon zero? The Israeli ones paying for one better
type
of
kohen. Now, he just points out the Mishnah says that. It's not his fault. The Mishnah says the kohen. No, he says that was a practice. They made their own chumrah that they only allowed. We should have sued them. You should have sued the Kohanim. They should open it up to the public. It's not fair. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Other rabbi, the Israelim pay the machzah shekel. Sometimes I'm of the opinion the Kohanim don't pay machzah shekel. They're all considered Bali HaKorban. The Korban is Korban on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. That includes everybody. But those who pay should have a bigger say. Akasha? I don't know. If that was the practice. Okay. What does the Gemara have baita? Alamai zayochad zayochol Ramea mechayev Iboy elohu Bina shiel ezev shiel ezev Idil mashir echad lekulam. We pasken zayochad zayochol as pata. So this is a strange Gemara. Why do they have the Ibaya within? And it comes out lamaskana that shiel echad v'shneim. You don't need the shiel lechal echad. Yeah, the Gemara gives many mishol Mishagonvu, all the cases. The Halacha says it's enough if you have shiel echad lekulam. So Tesis raises the question. Teimel erach, Tesis amamar. Amai boil aliba the Rab Meir. We don't pass like Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds that zayochol v'zayochol is chayiv. We don't pass like Rab Shimon, who holds that even zayochol is also part to be passed in the middle sheet. The Rab Yudin. That's what Rashi wrote earlier. The Stam Mishnah over here happens to be aliba the Rab Yudin because that's the way we pass. Stam Mishnah is the accepted opinion. So Tamil Iraq, Tyson says, Am I ball I'll leave it Ramer shall like you also but some boy Bizani Husani Yochal I'll leave it Rabbi Yudah, the Kama Masis and Kabbalah, we paskin like him. So Tyson thinks that that's the correct use. Near the Gears is toys, because you know my say any of Husani Yochal is Chayib, the need a shield is ever shield is that. Same Shiloh. Well, the Gears should be that it only goes on that case. Nagel Allah Mais. So then what does Tyson say? The Emery, Damon Chakasam Shimzeh. She leave the old girsa. It's not sufficient cause to change the girsa. Why the hodol and not that's the any yochol zayn yochol mishum then regilas then the yochol shelo yehi bashiel chalechad. Shon garnish, but basically he says the same. The reason says the same as Rabbi Nachman. The Gemara goes both aliba the Reb Yudah in the case of zayn yochol and aliba the Reb Meir even in the case of zayn yochol that the. There are cases, Mishnahim Chayavim, so do you need a shield as ever shield? The exact same shaka. Doesn't make a difference. Yeah. So the Gemara brings all the rais that halacha is it's a din in kol ha-terakula, not just a din in hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara brings rais from hilchos Shabbos, from Bava Kama Mishagonvu. Then in kol ha-terakula, that's halacha. And whether you have shnayim shasuhu, and they're both chayiv, so then shir echad l'shnayim is good enough. Yeah. What was the Gemara's raya from Ashut Mishagonvu v'tofchu? So the Gemara says, you only chayv if you tabeach shor baseh. But there's only one shor over here. They both shechted it. They both did one shechita together. Both shechted it together. So it's enough with shir echad l'kulam. So what does Teshu say? Can you prove anything from Gonvu? The Gonvu, the Reisha, the Matzi, the Mifrach, the Hosam, the Boishi, the Tashlu, the Mikhef, the Chaldab, the Bechoshu. But it says to say, in order to be Chayv Kefo, not to be Chayv Dal Vehei, all you need is that the thing should be a Shavu Pruto. So Mestama, they stole the Behem is more than a Shavu Pruto. It's worth many, many, many Pruto. So it already has a Shir, Shnei Shirim, has a Shir Lezeb, a Shir Lezeb. The whole Hechoch of the Gemara was only one from Tavach HaMacha. Tavach HaMacha, you run a Chayv if you Shech the Shor Vaseh. So you don't have two shvarim, you don't have two say, and you only have one shor, one say. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says shneim chayovim. So it's a right, the shir echad l'kula. Here, Rabbi Kiveg is bothered with a kasha that the Tosfos writes in Bava Kama and Daf Samach Gimel that even to be chayv kefal, there are some things that you're not chayv kefal on. It's not enough that the Dovah HaGonav should have a Shavu Pruta. And over here, the Behem is worth two Shavu Prutas, one they stole. It has to be a Dovah HaMesuyim, a Dovah Sholem. If you stole a Chatzi Riman, a Chatzi Egois, then you're not going to be chayv kefal. Because that's not a Dovah HaMesuyim. Let's say you stole, someone started eating a candy bar, and he's halfway through the Hershey bar, and I stole it, so I'll pay kefal. I'll pay Karen, but I don't pay kefal. It's incomplete. The chatz yeg is the chatz irima. It's like if I would have stolen a tiny orange, I would have been chayev. But there was a big watermelon, and he cut it in half, so it's only half a watermelon, so then you're not chayev. Even though the volume of the half a watermelon is bigger than the size of a small orange, but it's not a dovah sholem. So that's what Rabbi Kiveg is. Bader v'akasha v'tzalchim k'tzas, hakan taisu say that ashut m'shigonvu behemeh from the reisha, there's no hechocheh. But it says the reisha the chayiv kefel. Don't you see the shir echad name is sufficient? So it says no, the name is worth more than two shavu pruta. So you have a shir lozeh, a shir lozeh. So we can affect akasha. But if you have one behemah, so you say I stole the half a behemah, he stole the half a behemah. Half behemah is not tzai. It's a davar she'ein mesuyim. Why is it only tzorchim k'tzas? It's not a murderous kasha. It is a davar mesuyim. It's one behemah. It is a davar mesuyim. But what's the halacha that if you steal a davar she'ein mesuyim in atchayev? The davar is an enem mesuyim. The davar is a davar mesuyim. It is a davar shalom. It's not exactly. You can't really say it's missing a shia. Not exactly the same. Hey, we can make a blot of tzorchim k'tzas. A shtikul akash. So that's the Gemara's maskan. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's enough. A shir echad l'shneim is good. How can I have a case of shutm shigonvu? Who did the gneiva? They both lifted it. They both stole it together like this. Shutm shigonvu like this, and one of them sent the other one. One sent the other one. It's a case of ein shliach ledvar avera. So that's discussed there in Bava Kama. What are the exceptions to the rule? When do you say Yeshua Liach Ledvar Aver? Okay. The Mar Bava Kama with the Taisus there. It's a different story. Okay. Yeah, Tavach HaMachar is one of the exceptions. On the Tzich HaMechira is an exception. But on the Gneve, that's not an exception. So that's the Shalva. How can you be Chayv Dalad Vehei if you're not Chayv Kefal? The main Kefal ain't Dalad Vehei. So are you Chayv Kefal Shutz Mishkan? Let's say Mamash, they both stole it together. They carried it off like this together. Zayna Yochel, Zayna Yochel, or if they sent a third party, if one is going to drive the getaway car and one did the Gneva, and I would be Shutzvus. So yes, you have to do the Gneva for me. So that's a Shaila, why not say Ein Shalich Ledar Aver? So that's a discussion there. Rashi, Tosfos, and Bava Kama, and Bava Mitzvah also. What's the story? When do you apply the rules of Ein Shalich Ledar Aver? When does it not apply? Okay, good enough. So the maskana is that she erecha lekulam with many hachachas from all the kol haTorah kula. Okay, so to the next mishnah. Amotzi yochel pachas mikishir b'kli pater afal akli. The mishnah has a series of mishnayos earlier. What is the shear for haitzah? Oechlim have one shear, mashkim have another shear, and paper has a third shear, and metal has a fourth shear, and plastic has a fifth shear, and every material has a different shear. So if you carry it out, oechlim pachas mikshir in a kli, poter afal a kli, shakli, tfei lolo, you're not chayv on haitzah in a kli, because the kli is tofel. That's what we spoke of in the name of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, this halacha, dikar and tofel. He raised the suffix, does that only apply to Haitzah, because Haitzah is a Malacha Gruhi? So that's the only place where the Mishnah records it. What about in the other Malachas? Would there be a Din of Ikra and Tofel? Take, for example, in Bichas HaNenim, there's a Din of Ikra and Tofel. If you have a Michael, the two different things were blended in together. One has a Bracha of Ha'adam, and one has a Bracha of Shahakol. So do you say on the whole concoction, do you say Ha'adam, do you say Shahakol? So the Gemara says, whatever is in the Raif, that's the Iker. Unless one is Mamasha Tofel. But if you're really interested in both, so whichever one is in the Raif is called the Iker. So there is a din of Iker and Tofel on food also. There is a, not just a food and a Kli. Two ingredients in a food. So one is going to be considered an Iker, one is going to be considered a Tofel. Berech Alika Partas HaTfeilo. You have the Gemara has a din of ikra and tofel and bishul akum. That if the nochri cooked two things together, one of them should be subject to bishul akum, the other one should not be subject to bishul akum. And the one that should be a problem of bishul akum happens to be a tofel in this mixture. The ikra somehow is not subject to bishul akum, and the tofel is subject. So the Gemara says it's not a problem. The zera the rabban of bishul akum only applies if the ikra of your concoction is a problem. But if the ikur is not a problem, the tofel is, for example, as quoted in Shulchan Aruch from the Tosis and Beitza, an example, the Nochri bakes chalas. We know that we were watching the Nochri, all the ingredients are kosher. It's bishalachm, so the Nochri bakes chalas, and he puts on egg, he smears on egg, he paints on egg on the surface, then it should be tasty. So egg has a problem on bishul akum, and bread does not have a problem. The Gemara says that pas palter is, pas palter is mutter. So let's say it's a case of pas palter. The palter is not matir on the egg. The Tesis says it's still okay because the egg is the tofel and the ikur is the pas, and the pas palter is mutter, showing, so you ignore the tofel. So that's how Tzvi Pesach Frank is mistopic. There's a din of ikur and tofel that there's no malacha. The malacha done to the tofel is ignored. But you say the same by bishul on Shabbos. Let's say you cook together two foods as one concoction. They have an ikar and a tofel. And the ikar, let's say, it was already cooked from before. And it's saying bishul achad bishul. So there's not, it's a mishnah later. Ain't bishul achad bishul. So it's not a violation deraisa. And maybe an issa derabbanan and bishul achad bishul. That's what we call hachazara. But there's no issue deraisa and bishul achad bishul. But the tofel was never in his bashul before. So would you say that the bishul and the tofel doesn't count? The malacha bishul is only violated if the ikar of what you're cooking is the violation. If the tofel is the violation, then there's no problem. He's saying, no. The din of ikar and tofel only applies to malachas haitzor. It doesn't apply to the other 38 malachas. Frank writes, not sure about it. Writes about, we spoke about it a little bit, about pouring, if a person had a cup of coffee or tea, drinks everything out, but then there are a couple of droplets of water that are left. And then he fills up the cup. He pours in the kettle another cup of burning hot water. So he's causing iris mevashal kedei klipa. He's causing bishul on the tiny droplets of water in the container. Or let's say a person rinses out a cup and it has droplets of water. After he rinsed it out to clean it out, someone else had a drink before, it washes out their germs. And then he has a little water inside, and then he pours in water from the kettle. So when he pours in the water in the kettle, that's causing iris mevashal kedei klipa. That's going to cause a bishul on the droplets of water inside. Yeah, the guy's interested in bishul on the droplets of water. He drinks a cup of coffee. The droplets of water, mamash a tuffle over here. No, he's lamala v'lamari, the droplets of water. So maybe I should say that it's a case of ikar and tuffle. The minig developed that in recent years, 100 years ago, it says, minig developed apparently that people dry out the cup inside. That's how C. Pesach Frank discusses. Is that really Mikra Adin, or is it just the Midas Chassidus beyond? Because the Mishnah only has Ikra and Tocha by Hatzah, doesn't have it by the other Malachas. That's his din. Nochama, let's see, Vaita. As a Chai B'mito, you carry out a person on a chair. Fater Rafa Lamito, Shamito Tfeilolo. In other words, on the Chai, we say, Achai Noi, say, Satsmoi. The Gemara says, that's L'chol HaDeiv. The Gemara says here that there's 6-7 lines from the top of Tzav Dad. Lema Sisun of Nasni Velei Rabban and Tani Be'av Machloik in Satanoim of Nasni Nechachamim. But they say Achayna say Satsun. The Gemara says no. Akan Lapsigi Rabban Alei Rab Nasni Nele Bebeim Chayvi of the Mishabiti Nafshayu. They make themselves heavy. Aval Odom Chayden. They say Satsun. I see the Rabban. Everybody agrees that by Odom you say Achayna say Satsun. So that's the Sam Mishnah is not subject to Machloik. All the Tanaim agree that by a human person, a live person, you say Achayna say Satsun. Unless he's a kofus, why do Rab Nosson be kofus? If the fellow's tied up, then everybody agrees. You don't see a chayna as a satsma. Sometimes the person is a choyla. He's so sick and he can't budge. Also a choyla, sometimes also like a kofus. Then everyone will agree that you don't see a chayna as a satsma. Let's say a person is paralyzed, his mamish can't, he's not able to walk. He can crawl. He can crawl on all four. To crawl on all four, that's the machleg zam nosson nechachomim. Where they say a chayna as a satsma by behemoths that go on all four. If you have a person who can only, a little baby who crawls on all four, that'll be a machlekes satanam. If you have a person who can walk on 2 feet, then everybody agrees that achayna es esatma. Let's say you have a person who's paralyzed, he can't go. So he goes on a wheelchair and he pushes himself. So that's, I think, most assume that that's permissible. That's like one who has a problem, a Mishnah later in Shabbos, this person has a problem walking and he goes with crutches. So the Gemara says, you're allowed to use the crutches even in Rishus Aram Deraisa. Just like you walk, you need shoes in order not to hurt your feet. So you go with crutches, so that's also necessary. Or let's say a person is weak and feeble, and he can't walk without a cane. He needs 2 legs with the cane in order to be able to walk. A person needs a walker. Without the walker, he can't go. So since that's necessary to enable him to walk, so that's not called an Isser Haitzor. So here also, Ramosha and many others assume that there's no Isser Haitzor. If a person can only go in a wheelchair, he can't go without a wheelchair, so if he pushes the wheelchair himself, then that's considered walking. The Chabina Rav raised the possibility. Dayan Grosnas wrote a collection of, published a collection of Shabbos and Tshuvas, Leiv Aryeh. So on the first volume, it has 2 chalokim, Chel Gal, Chel Beis. Chel Gal, he used to visit, he was a dayan in London, he used to visit Eretz Yisrael all the time. So he asked the he asked the Shabina Rav to give him a haskama. So the Shabina Rav looked through the tshuva. He has a tshuva about the wheelchair. The person in the wheelchair is allowed to go. So the Shabina Rav wrote in the haskama, he's not sure that that's correct. Maybe the person is over on Haitzua on his own body. Because he's a kofus. And a kofus is a chefza of Haitzua. Chayna says that's not by a person who can walk. So if a person walks with crutches, so the crutches enable him to walk. But over here, a person goes with a wheelchair, even with the assistance of the wheelchair, still not walking. Might say he's carrying himself. So maybe you consider him as the gavra who's doing the haitzor and the chefze of himself. He's over on haitzor and himself. And I'm himself. And if someone else will push the wheelchair, so the other person will be over on haitzor. That everybody holds like that. That someone else can't push the wheelchair. If you have a person that has to go in a wheelchair and there's no erev, so if someone else pushes him, that's a kofus. So that's haitzor. But what if the person himself goes on the wheelchair? He pushes himself. So most assume that that's like crutches, that that's mutter, that's his way of moving. The Chavina Rav made a suggestion that maybe that's an Isser of Haitzor on yourself. Okay, possibility. So Moshe has a children, Moshe has Mekel on him, but that's what to consider.
Chapter?
Yeah.
Doesn't the Mishnah, it has like 2 kinds of things that that person uses, and one of them, he's allowed to use that job, one he can't. So how do we know which? How do we know that a wheelchair is more similar to the kind of device that he's allowed to use than the one that he wasn't allowed to use?
Which is one he's not allowed to use? I don't remember.
I don't know. It's like it was also some sort of something that he goes on. That he actually goes on rather than just putting them on his leg.
Uh huh. I don't know. The Mishnah has a machlokes about yeah. If a person goes on a little scooter, the guy's missing his legs, like the guy over here. He goes, guy down the block. So he goes on a scooter with wheels on the bottom. So that's a machlekes. In certain cases, is that considered a shoe? If it's a malbush, then it's okay. If it's not a malbush, then it's also on the scooter. You're not allowed to push a scooter in the street. But if the scooter becomes part of your clothing, then it becomes a shoe. So there's a discussion in the Gemara, when is it called a shoe, when is it not? But that's how it's on the scooter. It's not how it's on his body. I think it's how it's he's moving himself by going like this. Let's say the person who's missing his legs, so he pushes himself on the scooter. So I think the issue is the haitzah on the scooter, not the haitzah on the body. Shabina Rav came up with this einfall, should be an issue of haitzah on the body too. Haitzah on yourself.
And on the wheelchair.
And on the wheelchair also, right? In addition, should be on the wheelchair. Yeah. Yeah.
If when I'm pushing my own wheelchair, so that's according to the motion, that's considered holy. So when another person pushes me, that's not like me pushing a chai that could walk?
No, because he can't walk on his own. Is it a kofos, a chayla, or a kofos?
Right, theoretically, I could have.
With the assistance of the wheelchair, it's considered that you are walking. Yeah. I don't know. I think Ramesh assumes that someone else is not allowed to push. The guy's only allowed to push himself. That's called going like with crutches. Yeah.
And if the person is able to walk without a wheelchair but cannot walk as far as required to a shoulder without a wheelchair, would the gloves be in a wheelchair fine?
I mean, the guy can walk a little bit without a cane. Yeah, same shine in a cane. He can walk half a block, but the shul is 3 blocks away, so he can't go 3 blocks without a cane. So I think we pass the mikra then that's muta. That's not full tight so. Let's say there are patches where there's ice in the street. Normally he can walk, no problem. But there's such bad ice, he's afraid he's going to slip and break his neck. So he wants to go with a cane to make his walking steadier. So there isn't ice the whole distance. Part of the way there's ice, part of the way there's not ice. I think we assume Shulchan Aruch that that's not called Hoitzor, even on the part of the way where there's no ice. I think we assume it's not Hoitzor, since he can't get there. To go this distance, he has to use a cane, or he has to use a wheelchair. So even though it's not really necessary for the first half of the block, that's not called Hoitzor. I think so. Yeah. What does the Mishnah have? It's a maize b'mito, chai. If a person carries a maize, a chai is not necessarily satsmai. But if you carry a dead body, so that's how it's on the dead body. Everything has to have a shear. So if it's food, it's one shear. If it's mashkin, it's another shear. If it's a glue, it's a third shear. Paper and metal and wood and so on. So what's the shear for a mace, a dead body, and a vela? So the shear is kazayis. It has a hashivas, that is metame. Each one of the shiurim is based on whether the potatoes have a shear, whether the flesh has a shear, whether the orange juice has a shear. Well, the wine has a shear, so the shear of chashivus for a dead body is kazayis, because that causes tumah v'chadashim in asheretz. The shemayna shots mamur matorah dena metameh, so the shear tumah is kadasha. So since it's metameh kadasha, so that shows that it has a shear. Shema paiter in all of these cases, because that's a malocha she'ein, svicha l'gufa. This is the original machlekes, this is the first source in the Mishnah, machlekes ab shemayna rabiyuda, where the malocha she'ein svicha l'gufa is an isa derais and isa derabon. So that we got to work on. We got to figure out what does Rashi say, and what does the Tosfos say? Tosfos says Tzadik Dalet and Manala, Shimon Poitel. Okay, maybe we'll stop here.